It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
My name is Martin Davey. I'm the head of development for North America for Line Data Services. We're a global organization that is in the financial services space, in software and services actually, headquartered in Paris. About 1,000 employees worldwide. And really, I think our mission is kind of best of breed software in our market spaces, which is really front to back, front office, middle office, back office, you know, the whole works in the trading, portfolio management, compliance, electronic trading, accounting, and so on. So we actually started life in the C++ world, and I guess I've been here about 10 years, and my original mission was kind of the architect for sort of next generation. It was, you know, originally a 16-bit Windows platform. The user interface was kind of a little old, and really there was, you know, two objectives. The first one was to bring the user interface up to kind of, you know, latest and greatest standards. And when I first came in, we took a look at it, and we sort of took Office as the look and feel we were looking for. And the reason for that was because a lot of people we were selling to were coming off Excel. That was what they were using to do their trading. And so we thought that would be a good look and feel. So we went with that, and that was very successful and very well received. They felt it was a familiar platform. But I think what happened going forward was we saw our client base getting bigger and bigger and more international. And what they wanted to do was they wanted to be able to trade sort of around the clock, because there's always some stock exchange opening somewhere. And really, they didn't want like lots of databases all over the world, because it wasn't possible to do what they call passing the book. Basically, you're using the same database for all the trades. As one stock market closes, another one opens, and it kind of rolls around the world. So that really meant a kind of deployed, so the solution deployed in one location with multiple clients connecting into it from all over the world. So we were going very international. I think the other thing that came up was scalability. Our clients got a lot bigger. Our user base has got a lot bigger. And our client service solution was not scalable enough to support that kind of demand. I think with electronic trading, we also saw a huge rise in just the sheer volume of trades that were going through. So really, I think, you know, step one was let's make the user interface look great. Step two was let's make sure this thing scales. And step three, let's make sure it'll, you know, we can roll it out around the world on a single platform. We decided to do kind of an incremental approach. We didn't want to throw away all the legacy code. We had an awful lot of C++ code out there. And I think what we wanted to do was to, rather than do a huge rewrite, we wanted to be able to migrate and take advantage of all of that. So the first thing we looked at is, all right, when you're dealing with a client in a far-off place, you've got things like latency and bandwidth and all those kind of issues that you don't have to worry about when things are close together. So we were very careful about how we designed the interfaces between the client and the back-end logic. So we rolled it out into really three pieces: the database layer, the application servers, the middle tier, and then we looked at the front end and said, okay, what should the user interface be? We had a couple of different options. We looked at web, for example, and you know the appeal there was deployment's very easy, but the downside was the richness at the time. You know, many years ago, you didn't have things like Silverlight for the kind of high-end graphics that people wanted and that kind of user experience. So we decided that Smart Client was kind of the way to go for the front end. And then .NET came along, and we started saying, all right, how do we get from the C++ world to the .NET world? And we're very big in staying current. We want to take advantage of all the new technologies that come along, and there are obviously big advantages with those. And I think we found that C++ CLI was our best friend there. We found it really, really easy to say, all right, these pieces of code are very robust. They've been heavily tested. They work great. We'll wrap them. We'll expose them as WCF services, or have .NET wrappers on top of them. And then really all our new code is written in C#. So we have a hybrid model, and we've been able to avoid all the cost and expense and risk of having to do a complete rewrite, and being able to visualize that in a way that really makes sense. And for that, we chose WPF as being really a great technology. We looked at it in the past, but we always felt that building those kind of high-end graphical interfaces was just too expensive, you know, with technologies like DirectX and stuff. And WPF made it really affordable, and we've really been delighted with the results. So, so as things stand right now, we have a WPF front end. Communication, the layer is all WCF. I'll talk about that in a bit. Application servers, You can add more hardware to scale up and it load balances and all that sort of thing, and database SQL Server. So we have that kind of technology in place today. It's a very open architecture too, so everything is pluggable. We've used the add-in framework on the front end, so you can add new panels, you know, very much like Excel does. You can add new panels to the front end, you can add new services in the back end, you can consume them from the front end. So we really wanted to be able to leverage our own professional services group to be able to build custom things for clients, to use their own technology people to build added value for their clients, and also possibly third parties as well. So if we're integrating with a third-party system, we've made it really easy now by having such an open platform. And of course, being able to support multiple endpoints is a huge advantage too. So if you're in the Java world or something and you need to call into WCF, we can expose our endpoints as web services, and so you've got that kind of openness. So when .NET Remoting came along, we simply added an adapter that was able to generate all the .NET communication using .NET Remoting. But there were still some things we couldn't do with .NET Remoting that we wanted to do, so we needed some additional services. We had a socket connection as well to do some of the things it wouldn't handle. When WCF came along, we were able to say, wait a minute, WCF takes care of all of this stuff now. So we just ripped out our whole transport infrastructure and just put WCF in, and it's worked great. I mean, it was incredibly easy to do. So I think we found, there's many, many advantages to .NET that we found. One of the things that gets overlooked a lot is that if you want to retain the best staff out there and you really want cutting-edge people and people who are really, really good at this stuff, they want to work on the latest and greatest. So if you don't stay current, you won't have the best developers out in the business because they're going to be working on the latest stuff. So that's a benefit I think that people overlook a lot, and I think that was a very important factor to us, is if we're cutting edge, we'll keep the best people, and we've been able to do that. So I know that people don't often say that, it's not technically .NET, but I think it's an important point. I think the other thing is productivity. I would guess it's probably 2 to 3 times faster developing in .NET versus C++. Simply because the richness of all the CLR runtime takes you up to so much higher level. And the compile cycles are much, much faster, we've found. So just the endless build cycles. Other things I think are really important, things like the unit test framework that's gone in there that we use pretty heavily now. Things like Stylecop is being extremely valuable. And we're really excited about the stuff that's coming out in 2010 as well. Things like code contracts and some of the sort of quality-related tools out there. We found that certainly we got a much better view of the quality of our code now with .NET than we ever did with C++. It was, you can put a nasty bug in the C++ world. It can be very, very hard to find. We found .NET as a huge benefit in that way. We started life when we were small. We had, Visual Source Safe, and we outgrew that pretty quickly. And we were delighted when Team Foundation came out, and it solved a lot of our needs. Things like having change sets was a godsend, and the blame feature is actually technically called something else, but you can tell exactly who changed which line of code, which has been great for sort of pinpointing who to go to when there's a problem, and finding out. And then we have an automated build environment, built off MS Build, which is, it runs all the time. We're looking at continuous integration. We don't have all of that yet, but we're certainly moving in that direction in the future. We're in 2008 right now, and we're looking at 2010, so we'll go there as soon as it's out. Now we're, state-of-the-art WCF, WPF front-end, .NET. We're able to take advantage of all the C++ code that we had before without having to rewrite it, and our platform has a future and can keep evolving, so we're in a pretty good place right now.